Just one halakha on the laws of tevilat kelim. The halakha says that if a person acquires a vessel, let's say for example it's klima techot, it's metal, he acquires it from the goyim, so then since it went from reshut goy to reshut Yisrael, so it needs to be la b'mikveh. Like the Torah says, b'menidah. Menidah means the waters that a nidah dips in, which is mikveh of 40 se'ah. That's a law from the Torah, that if a person has a keli, he must dip it in the mikveh. This has nothing to do with hag'alat kelim. Even though there's nothing in the keli, there's no isur in the keli. It's a new vessel, he bought it, nobody ever used it before. So he doesn't have to make hag'ala, there's no reason to extract any isur from the vessel. But still, it needs to be dipped in the mikveh. And the reason again is, because whenever you have a transfer from the shoot goy to the shoot Yisrael, so it's upgraded, so you need to make it kadosh. Like, for example, somebody that converts. A convert, when he wants to become Jewish, he must go to the mikveh, because he's leaving the state of the goy, coming into the state of the Yehudi. So similarly, vessels that are going to be used in the Jewish home, you have to elevate them by putting them in the mikveh. The question that we ask today is a question that Hacham Avadia deals with in Yabia Omer. Let's say you have a goy. Goy has no chayuv of tevilat kelim. Of course, he's a goy. He's not chayav in mitzvot. There's no one of the seven mitzvot of Bnei Noah is not to dip kelim in the mikveh. So he's patur. Of course, he's patur. Now let's say the goy converts. Now he becomes Jewish. So the sheila is, now he's a Yehudi. Now he's chayav in all the mitzvot. Does he have to dip all his kelim now once he converts? You could argue and say, yeah, well listen, now the kelim went from the reshut of a goy to the reshut of Israel. He woke up in the morning, he was a goy. He went to the mikveh, became a Yehudi. So his kelim transferred with him. And therefore the chaura should need to be lab b'mikveh. Hacham Avadia says, Chidush Gadol does not need to be lab b'mikveh. Why? Because when a ger converts, all his assets become ownerless. That means when a ger converts, his property needs to be reacquired by himself. For example, if let's say his property is hefker, he needs to make a new acquisition. It's not automatic that when he converts, his property goes with him. His property stays where it was. He wants to own the vessel, he has to make a kinyan, he has to lift it up, he has to make kinyan agbaha, or kinyan meshicha. And therefore, the halakha says that a vessel that came from hefker doesn't need tevilah. Only a keli that came from the shut goy to the shut Yisrael. When this guy became Jewish, where did the vessel come from? From hefker. It was ownerless. Therefore, he just has to pick up the keli, and since it came not from a goy now, it came from hefker, he does not have to dip his keli.